To compose a piece like Hello Gold Mountain, composer Wu Fei drew on a variety of musical traditions. And while many composers cross genres, Fei takes a particular pride in this act, describing it as the product of not only her travels, but also her general thirst for knowledge.
I don't really think of myself as what I represent, what I look like, and I like my Chinese dress, but I also like, you know, cowboy boots. So it's just whatever I'm in the mood. Today I want to have a hamburger, but tomorrow I want to have nice noodles. I've been a curious person, very fascinated by different cultures and language since I was a kid. They've been part of who I am and my upbringing. I've studied Western classical, I've studied Chinese traditional from different provinces, and the singing more the elegant way, more the very metalish way from ancient style. And I love, you know, metal bands. My life has been a journey of always learning something new. So that just all kind of come together.
Composers who go to conservatory generally spend a lot of time at the piano. That's not always the case, but it's fairly compulsory at most music schools, and Wu Fei was no exception. But her main instrument, the guzheng, is a traditional Chinese instrument, not part of the symphony orchestra. So I wondered if that was ever limiting or frustrating to her as a composer.
Did anyone ever warn you that's going to hold you back?
No, what happened was the total opposite. In China, during the Chinese conservatory years, most of my colleagues my classmates didn't even know I played guzheng. I didn't play the guzheng for 5 solid years because your main instrument needs to be piano. So you do piano exams and recitals. So really no one knew I played the guzheng. For the kids who went to school with me for 5 years didn't know I played the guzheng at all. Until I came to the States, I thought, you know, I need to bring some because I didn't know when I would go back to China. So I need to bring something with me. So I brought the guzheng that I grew up with and with me. And that's the only piece I brought besides some clothes and some scores. So the score, the guzheng, and some clothes. Because North Texas actually is a very large music school, has a very large music school, has Western African ensemble, Indian raga group. And then I said, oh, wow, I have a different instrument. And I decided to bring the instrument and to play. And as soon as I brought the guzheng out, the whole school just flipped, and then they loved it. And then I started to include the compositions that always had a guzheng in it, and I started to get invitation to even go to Cincinnati to attend a composer conference where I met the Frederick Zhevsky, who advised me to go to Mills. You know, because of my guzheng, I completely changed my life. If I had sticked with the piano, I'm not sure.
Does guzheng tune the way an orchestra does? It's not.
It is. Guzheng can play a concerto with orchestra, with piano, with any Western classical instruments. It's usually tuned in pentatonic. It doesn't have the fourth or the seventh degree in the key. However, guzheng has 21 strings. You can tune it to where the pitches you want. But you're always going to miss a few. But that's fine. And because of that, it creates this really interesting scale and flavor.
So do you adjust yours during a concert?
Sometimes. And if it gets tricky, then I can just, you know, use the top 10 strings in one scale and middle 5 to another scale, and then lower to another scale. So I could tune them in a way that I could totally just use them however I want. That's when I think I really appreciate my composition training, is that you turn something that's only can play one thing to an unlimited approach.
When Faye says unlimited, she means it. Yali Da is one of Faye's earlier compositions for Chatterbird, along with friends Abigail Washburn and Kai Welch. The words are similar to saying la-di-da in English. Once again, the mixture of instruments sounds even slightly bizarre on paper. Banjo, piano, guzheng, pipa, bassoon, violin, cello, bass, percussion. But they come together just fine. Why worry? Yali Da.
Put improvisation into the mix for the group, and that's really a cornerstone of your playing. For an American conservatory trained musician, that's sometimes a surprise to see in a score. Hey, here, we're going to improvise here. Does that tool in your tool belt come from the traditional guzheng playing, or was that part of your later classical training?
It comes from later, primarily from my time at Mills College. There was some kind of improvisation structure within the traditional Chinese music form, but you cannot change the tempo. You cannot change the timing and how many counts. So now I see there was some kind of improvisation going on, but it's entirely different than, I would say, from the jazz approach and the free improvisation approach, just to play, you know, whatever you feel like it and create your own voice. You have to still have a greater purpose to serve. So after I came to Mills College, that's I had the biggest confusion in my life about why am I here? What am I doing here? Why am I going to school with people who don't even read music? You know, like why are? But after I had that realization that I abandoned the handcuff, I was allowed to be myself. No, classical composers like Mozart was an improviser, Chopin, Franz Liszt, they were all master improvisers. We have a saying in China, is 心到手到，手到心到, which means heart is there, fingers are there. And when fingers are there, your heart is there. So they're at the same time. So once you reach that level, there's nothing you can't do.
Classically Speaking is a production of Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical. The show is edited by Anita Bug. Some of the music came from Chatterbird's performance of Hello Gold Mountain on Live in Studio C. The engineer for that program is Carl Peterson. Other music came from Chatterbird performances, including the premiere of Hello Gold Mountain in February of 2019 and a concert in January of 2018. You can listen to Classically Speaking for free anytime on your favorite podcasting app and on 91classical.org. Rate us, review us, or join in the conversation on our Facebook page or our Twitter page. We're at 91classical. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for enjoying your backstage pass to Nashville's classical music. Classically Speaking.